A conservation group has purchased an empty lot and promised to protect it forever. The transaction is notable because the lot is an oyster bed at the bottom of New York's Long Island Bay. Environmental land trusts have been buying up privately owned ranges and forests for years. Now they're also looking at underwater properties. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
A couple of years ago, Mike Beck of the Nature Conservancy was inspecting a coastal bird reserve that had just been purchased by the nonprofit land trust he works for. Beck was looking at a map of the reserve, following the boundary lines, when he noticed something odd.
I noticed that some of the lines on the preserve went out into the water. Some of our ownership boundary lines went out into the water, and I said, what's going on there?
The bottomlands were part of the deal, Beck was told. No, he said. Yes, he was told, we own them. No one can change them in any way without our permission. Huh, thought Beck.
Hey, this is a potentially new strategy for marine conservation.
Buy degraded underwater property and allow it to recover from all manner of environmental abuses. That's the strategy the Nature Conservancy put into action this week when it took possession of 11,000 acres worth of ruined oyster beds near the Fire Island National Seashore. Oyster harvests from these privately owned beds have been hurt by water pollution, extensive coastal development, changes in the salinity of Long Island Bay, and over-harvesting. A fishing firm called the Blue Point Company donated the land to the Conservancy. Beck says the Conservancy has other projects like this one in the underwater pipeline. He also hopes other environmental groups will follow their example. He says every state in the country has submerged property available for sale or lease these days. Kelp forests, fishing grounds, abandoned mining sites, and more.
Some of these lands were incredibly cheap. I mean, they're turn of last century prices for the land. So some states have annual fees on the order of $2 to $5 per acre.
Fishermen, oilmen, miners, developers, and hunters have been buying and selling underwater property rights for hundreds of years, and some of them are not sure they want environmentalists around. But Jerry Taylor, of a free market nonprofit group called the Cato Institute, thinks this change is overdue. Taylor also predicts a wave of lawsuits as the trend kicks in.
You can protect the resources when they're in private hands through going through the court system. After all, if the Nature Conservancy owns these oyster beds, they're now in a position to file lawsuits against corporations or individuals who do damage to their private property. And that's probably the best way of going about protecting the environment.
Inside the environmental community, the Conservancy's new strategy is drawing strong but carefully qualified praise. Leon Panetta, the former White House chief of staff who now directs the Pew Oceans Commission, an independent policy group, says the strategy is certain to increase the influence of private environmental groups like the Nature Conservancy. But Panetta also warns of a potential downside. If state and federal agencies think there's money to be made here, they might start selling underwater lands now held in public trust. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.